You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Tomorrow night, a football state championship is on the line as Deckerville High School and Powers North Central High square off. They'll play in Greenville, just northeast of Grand Rapids. It might look like your average high school football game, but there's a difference. Instead of 11 players a side, there will be only 8. That's because Michigan has seen the second biggest drop in high school football participation in the nation. And that's forcing schools, especially smaller schools, to play 8-man football. What's behind the drop, and should we worry at all about the future of the sport in Michigan? We turn now to John Johnson, the communications director with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. What's behind the drop in the number of kids choosing to play high school football?
Well, you have to slice this up, Cynthia. First of all, if you're looking at the drop as a whole, it's a drop of 11 man is what's happening with the schools now, numbering over 60 that have made the move to 8-man football because of the numbers game of their enrollments going down. And so when you talk about, well, Michigan is losing kids playing football, it's a variety of things that contribute to it, and the biggest one of them is the population drop. We've had over a 12% population drop over about the last decade or so in 14 to 17-year-old girls and boys. And while overall participation in high school sports has remained relatively stable during that time, football has seen a drop that's a little bit faster than what the population drop would be. And so, you know, there's a variety of reasons for it. You know, one, just don't have the numbers anymore. The other things are, you know, some people do have the bejeebers scared out of them because of health issues. And talking to some coaches, they say kids just don't want to put that kind of effort forth anymore. And so a variety of things, but it's our smallest schools that have left the 11-man game, gone to the 8-man game, and that certainly has had an effect on 11-man participation statewide, because we've got like about 60, 70 fewer schools that are playing football now at the 11-man level than there were a decade ago.
Well, let's talk about some of these things coaches are hearing from parents, and certainly the concussion issue is completely, on the front burner when we talk about football in America. And the number of concussions reported are actually on the rise in recent years. Is this because we're more aware of concussions and they're being reported more?
It's absolutely because we are so much more aware than we've ever been about what to look for, and in the mindset, in some regards, of our football players. You know, you think of that old gutted out mentality that's existed in sports in general, but football in particular, you know, for a long, long time. People are beginning to see they got to make the healthy choice. It's not about getting your bell rung anymore. If you think you got your bell rung, you probably got a concussion. But the studies that we did over the course of the last year in all sports, we had every school in the state report all of their head injuries to us. And we found an average of 1.6 concussions, I believe it was, per 1,000 last year across the state of Michigan. But the interesting thing that we found was that there were more concussions by girls than boys. Proportionately, girls than boys. Sharply in the same sport, soccer, basketball, that sort of thing. But we think some of the reason we didn't have as many concussions reported by boys last year was because they didn't want to do the right thing and say, hey, I think I got hurt. Girls are more willing to do so. So there's a lot of different things when you look at concussions as a whole. How do we coach boys and girls differently in sports to minimize injury risk? But what do we do to get 14 to 17-year-olds to say, hey, I got hurt?
Yeah, I don't want to look bad in coaches' eyes, even though, you know, we expect coaches are looking for this and want to intervene if somebody gets their bell rung.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's maybe not their coaches, but their peers. You know, Johnny doesn't want to be seen as a wuss, you know, by the kids that he sits in the classroom with every day because he came out of the game. But again, you know, we think the numbers, when we get everything compiled from the fall, are going to be up compared to last year, and we're going to say, good, we're getting better reporting than ever before. People should not be scared of the fact that those numbers are going up, because it means we're getting a handle on all of this.
John, I know the NFL has been pushing this youth program called Heads Up Football to teach kids a safer method of tackling, hoping to minimize injuries and concussions. A couple high schools in Michigan have even implemented no-contact practices, hoping to minimize injuries. Is the sport any safer with efforts like these, or is it even possible to make a game like football safe? And I'll use air quotes with that word, safe.
Well, you make a game as safe as you can. You make an automobile as safe as you can. Just because, you know, people have died in automobile accidents doesn't mean that we've pulled people out of automobiles. Football, if you look over time, has a track record at the high school level in particular of getting safer all the time. If you look at the catastrophic injuries that are compiled by the University of North Carolina every year, catastrophic injuries, I'm talking about life-ending injuries, debilitating injuries, all of those are down compared to the 70s and the 80s. Improvements have been made to equipment, to rules, to teaching techniques, all kinds of things. The fact that our kids are bigger, faster, stronger than ever before in some ways helps minimize injury as well. The high school game is right now is as safe as it can possibly be. You can't go out there and tell people your kid's not going to get hurt playing any sport. You know, I had a kid who had bad feet from cross country and track. The sport carries with it an inherent risk. Everybody's got to go into that with their eyes wide open.
I want to jump back to something you had mentioned you're hearing from some of the reasons why you see some kids choosing to not play. You use the phrase, don't want to put forth the effort. What do you think is happening here?
I think, you know, society has changed in so many different ways. There are so many more things than ever before that call for our attention, in particular for kids. Some kids now have to work to help support a family. You've got kids who get burned out on sports before they even get to high school. 80% of youth sports participants quit sports by the time they turn 13. That's a national statistic. And so, you know, so the pool itself is, you know, is smaller of athletes. And, you know, some people just, you know, take a look and says, I don't want to do all that work. I'd rather go play my video game.
John Johnson, Communications Director with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. John, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hey, Cynthia, appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
And we turn to Kevin Belfi. He's head coach of the Powers North Central football team in Spalding in the western part of the UP. Currently traveling downstate with his team for Friday's 8-man state championship game. So you moved from 11-man to 8-man football 2 years ago. Why was that?
We had struggles with numbers. Our community and our parents wanted us to provide a JV and a varsity football program. And we were only getting about two, I think 1 year we got three JV games per year. And then, you know, being a small school, we had low turnout because we just didn't have enough kids. We had one class where we only had seven boys in the class and only two played football. So that put a real crunch on numbers. You know, we had some success. The last 5 years we played 11-man football. We made playoffs three times. We won our first ever playoff game in 11-man football in our school's history and then lost the following week in the district final. And then the next year we knew we were going to have troubles with numbers. Again, we had a small class and we played that season with 15 kids, but we probably should have made the switch a year earlier due to numbers. A lot of parents and people in our community were concerned with freshmen and sophomores playing with juniors and seniors, and there's a lot of good reasons for that. Some of the kids just aren't ready to play.
That stands to reason. Your school has, what, about 115 students in total?
Yeah, our high school is 115 kids.
What's the difference between playing 8-man and playing 11-man?
Well, the field's 13 yards more narrow, so it's only 40 yards wide. Obviously, there's six less people on it. So the difference is, I think, from what we've seen in the 2 years we've done it, the game plays faster. There's more open spaces, more lanes to get into. Things happen quicker. That's why the scoring's higher. You can play good defense and still rack up a lot of points because if there are good athletes on both sides of the ball, they're going to make plays.
So maybe a little bit faster, but you're not certainly seeing any loss in the quality of the kind of game they're seeing or playing.
It's a different kind of game. You still have to tackle, you still have to block, you still have to catch the ball, you still have to throw the ball. All those things apply. Some of the schools that may have come from 11-man football down to 8-man football may be a little bit ahead of the curve than some schools that are taking up football for the first time and jumping up and just playing 8-player football and not have any experience with it. But, yeah, it's a different kind of football, but you still all the same rules still apply. The kids enjoy it. And with our small numbers, we're able to field a full JV schedule and a full varsity schedule, and our community and our parents really like that.
I understand you're one of the few schools in our state that's gone to no-contact practice. Why was that?
Well, again, you know, with small numbers, they're banged and bruised every week anyway. So, you know, we found other ways to, we hope, and it has this year for sure, and last year, become good tacklers, be able to come into blocking and tackling with minimal contact. I wouldn't say no contact, but as far as tackling goes, we did one live tackling drill this year. That was it. And that was a short form drill, you know, more so it wasn't actually, you know, your big old style Oklahoma drill or anything like that. And the blocking drills, you know, we'll do the shields and we'll try to encourage, you know, foot placement, foot movement, stuff like that. When you have small numbers, you want to kind of try to keep it healthy.
And you're in the state championship game, so it certainly hasn't hurt your on-field play.
You know, I think our kids are good tacklers. Other teams have told us, boy, your kids tackle well. How do you do that? You know, and we show them what we do. And the thing with the donuts, I call them donuts, those big circling round foam padded things, the kids aren't worried about tackling one of their friends or rolling an ankle on one of their friends or putting more bumps and bruises than somebody that's already bumped and bruised. So they really tackle those things correctly, and by the fact of their nature, you can't tackle them high because there's no high part to tackle. It creates good technique. That's helped us a bunch.
Coach, you're joined the ranks of Michigan schools who are going from 11-man to 8-man football. As you talk to other coaches, do you think that this kind of trend will continue? Do you think we'll see more?
Well, you know, I don't really know a lot about a lot of the schools down in, on the lower side of the peninsula, but in the upper peninsula, over the years, traditionally the schools that we played that were our size, we see them going to just a varsity program and not having a JV program. And then when they go to eight-player football, then their JV program comes back because they don't have to take all the numbers to the varsity. And I think you're going to see more of that, at least in the UP for sure, because as a parent, and, you know, I had a son who's now 30, but when he played, as a parent, I would prefer that a freshman or a sophomore play most of the season with the freshmen and sophomores. At the end of your sophomore season, you may be able to come up and help out the ranks of your varsity team. You're a little bit older, you're a little bit bigger, and experience. I don't really see a correlation between being a big freshman, a great athlete, and then having the experience it takes to be out on the field and not get injured, because some things happen so fast. If you have no experience with it, there's still a better chance that you can become injured.
Coach Kevin Belfi, Powers North Central High School. Good luck Friday night against Deckerville, Coach.
Thank you very much.